Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:34 on a Wednesday night in Lansing. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Gotta love this winter weather. We're going to be up to 40 again tomorrow. This is a good Michigan winter. Well, the holiday numbers released today showing that most Michigan retailers did quite well. But does that indicate a trend in the right direction for state retailers to crunch the numbers and look ahead? I'm joined by Tom Scott, Vice President at the Michigan Retailers Association. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michael. Good evening.
Good evening, and thanks for joining me. You know, I saw that Apple had the best quarter of any technology company in history. Over $46 billion at the end of last year. I guess that indicates indicates what we were buying during the holidays. Now, when you look at the numbers when it comes to Michigan retailers, in fact, does that kind of a thing, does it indicate that even in Michigan we were buying a lot of technological things like iPads and tablets and things like that?
Oh, definitely. The electronics did pretty well during the holiday season. You know, and there's so much attention focused on them and all the super buys, not only right after Thanksgiving, but even before this year. So electronics did well, and then some of the traditional things did well. The gift stores did well, jewelers, department stores. So, you know, it was pretty widespread. Interesting, though, you're talking about the weather. Things that didn't move very well were the things associated with a snowy, cold winter, so we didn't.
I guess some losers and some winners. So
we got some of those items left on the shelf.
When and something tells me they'll stay there for a little while longer. So when you look at the results, give me a sense of just how much better did many Michigan retailers do this holiday season?
Well, it was. I mean, that's the word for this. It was a good season. Two-thirds of Michigan retailers posted improved sales over last year. And when you throw in another category of those who did as well as last year or better, it's up to 75%. So those are pretty good numbers. And we also have to look at last year. Last year was actually a good Christmas, and it was really the best one we'd had in probably 8 or 9 years. So you know, I guess it wasn't a surprise last year that the numbers were up because things had been so bad before. But then for this year, to post gains on top of the improvement last year, you know, that's a real good sign and showing some strength. You know, it wasn't just bouncing back from the abyss before, but actually, you know, building a little bit of momentum. So, you know, two holiday seasons in a row with good numbers. That's something we haven't seen around the state in quite a while.
And typically when you see a strong holiday sales season, does that indicate the upcoming year is likely to follow suit or not necessarily so?
Well, not necessarily, but I think we can take some confidence in the fact that, you know, we did have a good holiday season, and it was a good holiday season on top of overall, a pretty good year for 2011. On our Michigan Retail Index that we do with the Federal Reserve, just very quickly, I won't bog you down in the numbers, but it's on a chart of 0 to 100, and anything over 50 means there was positive activity. And for 11 of the 12 months last year, we had numbers above 50. So that's a good sign. It's, you know, we'd like it up in the 60s and 70s, but just, you know, at least we're positive, and that's a pretty good thing.
What is the next big holiday? Is it considered Valentine's Day? Is that a big shopping time for retailers?
Valentine's Day is, you know, a good one. Of course, there's a lot of traditional sales of, you know, candy and flowers and, you know, a little bit of apparel. But, you know, it's not huge, but it's nice. And then followed that is sort of Easter, although Easter's really kind of lost a lot of the steam that it used to have when people would really get, it, you know, they'd buy brand new outfits and all that, and that's kind of, I don't know, people just aren't doing that anymore. So.
Is there a dip in sales usually now and then it picks up in the spring, or is that not the pattern?
Well, you'll get a fall off from the November and December holidays because those are really the high points of the year. But January and early February, that's more time for getting rid of anything left on your shelves. Starting to bring in the spring merchandise, some new merchandise, so starting to get that going. So it's a little bit of a slow period, but then we've got we've got some good news in that the state employees were getting a big refund on the money that the state had withheld.
Let's hope they don't put it in savings, right?
Well, they'll probably put it in savings, but even if they put it in savings or if they pay down their credit cards, that's clearing some more room on the credit cards for later purchases.
To do some shopping. Indeed. I'm talking to Tom Scott, Vice President of the Michigan Retailers Association. Tom, I have to tell you, when I drive around, one thing that you just can't help but notice is the empty storefronts we see really in any given Michigan city. What happens with that space when it remains empty for a year, maybe two or three now? Aren't property owners offering retailers rock-bottom prices just to set up shop?
Not necessarily. it really depends. It really depends on the owner and what kind of terms they want to come to. Nobody really wins when we have all the vacant storefronts, but as things start to come back, retail responds pretty well and pretty quickly to the economy. So if it looks like this is going to be sustained, if the unemployment rate in the state keeps going down the way it has, well, maybe, comes down a little faster, that would help. That's going to spur retailers to either expand or more people to go into retailing. So, it really does follow the economy, and retail is a pretty good indicator of how the economy is doing. Like you say, when things are bad, you can see the number of empty storefronts, and when things really start picking up, you see them fill up again. One thing I really want to mention is, we say this was a good season for the retailers, and it was. On average, I guess it's, you take people who lost, people who had big gains, little gains, but take it all on the average, and it was about a 4% gain, which is good. But when we look at the percentage increase for e-commerce, for the internet retailers, we don't have it broken down for Michigan, but nationally it's about a 15%. So 4% for brick and mortar here, or mainly brick and mortar, 15% on the internet. And that really raises this whole issue of what Michigan retailers has been fighting for is Main Street fairness. And that's the issue where out-of-state retailers who don't have any presence in Michigan, who are online only, when they sell into Michigan, they are not obligated by law. There's a loophole in the law, and they are not obligated by law to collect the 6% sales tax. That gives those out-of-state retailers who have no investment in Michigan at all a 6% advantage, price advantage, over our in-state retailers, which is just not fair. It causes a drop in Michigan retailer sales. It leads to fewer jobs, and it's an issue that we're pressing the legislature to try and correct.
Well, it certainly is not fair, although some consumers probably really do enjoy that dynamic, at least for now. Although I wonder, when it comes to retailers, you're talking about out-of-state internet retailers, aren't most of the retailers here in Michigan, aren't they national chains? Isn't that where most of the purchasing is done?
That may be where most of the dollars are, but the vast majority of the retail businesses in this state and across the nation are actually very small and medium size. When we think of retailing, we think of the real big ones. But actually, in terms of number of establishments, it's small and medium size. And they're the ones who are really at risk in all this. They certainly have enough. They have long odds against them anyway. But then you throw in this state-sanctioned advantage to these out-of-state online retailers. And again, that's just not fair. It's by not doing anything, the government is actually picking winners and losers, and the winners they're picking are the ones who have no investment in their community, in a Michigan community. They have nothing at all. They don't employ any people in Michigan, and that's why we are really pressing hard for Main Street fairness. In all the years I've been at Michigan Retailers, I have never seen our members so I won't say excited, but I mean so stirred up by this and so willing to be part of our coalition that's pressing for this legislation because they see it every day. I mean, it's...
I just have a minute. I do want to ask, though, what can, if you can be specific, what is it the state lawmakers are going to be able to do specifically about this to enforce that tax being placed on those purchases?
In a nutshell, it's redefining what physical presence means. So it's not just having a physical store, but it's actually having some affiliate relationships online in which people are buying through maybe a small company here, but the sale is actually going right through to, say, an Amazon. And so by redefining that, then that makes Amazon liable to responsible for collecting the sales tax, just like any retailer in Michigan would be.
And they'll be able to pursue that out of state, you're saying, potentially?
Yes. I mean, they would only be collecting on the sales into Michigan, but they would be able to go after these retailers who aren't in Michigan but are selling into Michigan.
Well, it certainly will be interesting to see.
It's a good issue, and like I say, the retail community is really stirred up about this, and it's really important to them.
Well, it does make sense. Certainly people spend a lot of their money online, although there are the shipping costs involved, so sometimes things do get equalized, but
except our retailers in state, they have to pay shipping charges on the merchandise they get from the wholesalers, so...
Understood. Well, yeah, we want equality when it comes to the business playing field, and that certainly would create that. Tom Scott, Vice President of the Michigan Retailers Association. Tom, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Michael.
Coming